Thank you, Colin. Save First Tax Preparation Services. This is Marvin speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, Mr. Mark. How are you?
Fine.
My name is Donna McDonough, and Mr. Palmer that worked for you all, he called me and went over my tax. He prepared my taxes, and we went over it over the phone. This was last month on the 11th. And I went to Where's My Refund and contact them. And they saying I need to check my information and see what everything was done right, because they don't have any information on my taxes, because they can't tell me nothing about my taxes. And that's very upsetting, because I can't understand why.
Okay, ma'am. What I can do is I can send that over to the site coordinator, to have mm-hmm. the site coordinator contact you back, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. And what city and state was that?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay. And what location?
I went to. Oh, I can't think of what it was.
Is it Bing Hamilton?
No, it wasn't Bing Hamilton. It was in Frazier. It was, can't think of the street. I'm thinking it was on Steele, street called Steele.
Was it Memphis Athletic Ministries on
Delwood? Yeah. That's it. That's exactly it. Yes, sir. That's it.
Okay. Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Donna, D-O-N-N-A.
Okay, you got me on. Do you have me on speaker? Because I can't hear you.
Sir.
Okay, what's your first name?
Donna.
D-O-N-N-A?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's your last name?
McDonald.
M-A-C.
M-C.
Okay, M-C-D-O-N-A-L-D?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's your telephone number with the area code?
901-650-7518.
Okay, 901-650-7518.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and do you have a secondary number?
No, sir. Well, yeah, you could call me. Say my husband's phone, 901-210-7543.
Okay, once again, that's 901-210-7543.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And can you note, let them know that we work Tuesday through Friday, but we off. They can call us after 4:30. You know, I'm just saying, if then nobody call me back today, they can reach me after 4:30, because I get off at 4:30.
Okay. They're not going to call you today, ma'am, because it's
okay
past their operational hours.
Mm-hmm.
But and you said that that you were told by the IRS that your tax information was not correct.
They saying they don't have any information on my taxes. They couldn't tell me nothing, you know. But look, let me ask you a question. Would this make a difference? When he did it, you know how they tell you to go on your computer, you know, through your email and put your PIN number and all that in, and he was, you know, walking us through it, and we did everything, and he saw that we did everything right. But when he told me to put my PIN in so we can pull it up to do what he wanted me to do, which is, I was supposed to be my last four of my Social Security number, it wouldn't put it up. So I had to put my dependent last four in. He said, because that's the first name he saw. So I asked him, was that going to cause a problem that he did that? He said it wouldn't. So I'm thinking, could it be that? Could that be the problem?
Ma'am, I don't know. I just take that information down
okay.
and send it over for the site coordinator or someone from the tax preparer to give you a call back, ma'am. I wouldn't.
Okay. I appreciate.
Hold for just a second. I'm noting this and I'm sending it over just a second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am. Do you know what date that you had your that he called you back to go over your taxes with you?
It was March 11th.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
Okay, ma'am, I did send that over for the site coordinator to contact you back, ma'am.
Okay, I really appreciate your help.
Okay. If there's nothing else I can help you with, we do thank you for calling in to
today
first, tax preparation, and you have a nice day, ma'am.
You too. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.